USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is burning midnight oil, hammering out details of President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package.
Legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking during a meeting of the Rules Committee. The bill passed a procedural hurdle by party lines, 219 to 210. A $15 an hour federal minimum wage is not expected to go through. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that such an increase could not be included in the bill under Senate rules. After U.S. airstrikes on two Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria, the Biden administration warns Iran against threatening U.S. troops in Iraq.
The president is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans, and when threats are posed, he has the right to take an action.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FDA has endorsed the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. Here's Tim Berg from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days.
The single-dose vaccine would become the third available in the U.S. Shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. Johnson & Johnson says it can deliver 20 million doses by the end of March and 100 million by the end of June. More than 47 million people in the U.S. have received at least one shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 469 points. The S&P 500 gave back 18. The NASDAQ up 73. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Three people were killed when their single-engine plane crashed into a ravine in Gainesville, Georgia on Friday. A single-engine Cessna 182 crashed about 2 miles northeast of Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport shortly after takeoff. Three adults on board the flight headed to Daytona Beach were found dead. The House has passed legislation to create about 1.5 million acres of new wilderness. The bill passed Friday would also incorporate nearly 1,200 miles of waterways into the National Wild and Scenic Rivers system. The vote comes as Democrats move to protect more public lands with President Joe Biden's blessing. Biden has set a goal of conserving at least 30% of U.S. lands and oceans by 2030. Costco is the latest retailer to increase the minimum wage paid to its employees. Here's Sean Clemens from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide, 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.